Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace be unto you. Welcome each of you to Ignite, our weekly broadcast centered on infusing you with the Word of God, inciting His power, and provoking His passion within you. Our desire is that our broadcast will establish growth, new zeal, and God's purpose for your life. This is Pastor Lakeisha Camp Grant, founder of A Diamond in the Rough Ministries, and I will be your weekly infuser. I am delighted at the opportunity to usher you into the best part of your life. Stay tuned.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to A Diamond in the Rough Ministries. We're doing something different today, guys. We are having Cyber Church. How exciting. I'm excited. I know, you know, it's the little things, amen, that makes us excited. It's not just because I'm at home, because I would love to be with you all. I like to be in the fellowship of the saints. Improper English, I know, but it's still all good. Amen. I pray that everyone has had a wonderful week on this weekend, that the Lord has been blessing you tremendously. Amen. I'm going to say hi to everybody that's on the line. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm grateful to God that you all got up this morning and decided to join us for our worship experience. Hallelujah. Amen. I hear that there's feedback on the line. I'm going to have to do better with this. This little thingy I got here, I'm trying to figure out how to work this thing, this little microphone thing, so it won't be so much feedback. Y'all let me know if it's still a whole lot of feedback. Maybe I need to place it on a more solid platform. Glory to God. Y'all let me know if there's any more feedback. Send me a text and let me know. But anyway, again, I pray that everybody had, I had a wonderful day yesterday, y'all. I did absolutely, positively, unequivocally nothing. Amen. And sometimes nothing is good. Hallelujah. Nothing is all right. And so I pray that you all enjoyed your Saturday on yesterday. You were able to really just cut, you know, just amen. It's still a little bit more feedback. Maybe I'll turn it down just, maybe the microphone is a little high. Y'all know I got a big voice. Amen. Glory to God. Let me turn it down just a little bit. Amen. Just to help out a little bit. I may need to change my microphone just to make things a little easier for everybody, because I want us to be able to hear with clarity. And okay, all right, I hear you guys, I hear you. Let me go to a different mode of communication here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Hold on, y'all, hold on, hold on. Here we go. Let's see, one of the interesting. Amen, let me turn that off right there. Okay, can y'all hear me better now? I pray that everybody can hear me better now. Can you hear me better now? Holler, holler, and let me know. There we go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, y'all. Amen. Well, guys, again, I'm excited about being with you on this morning. I'm excited about what God is going to do in our worship experience on this morning. I'm excited. Amen. Even just for this outlet that we're able to use. Well, again, I was saying that on yesterday, I did absolutely nothing. I relaxed. I enjoyed yesterday. It was good. God was good. God was all in my house, chilling with me, and we was watching movies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, the Holy Ghost. And so that is a blessing. Amen. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to move into our worship experience on this morning. Amen. But I want to encourage you all. Glory to God. Amen. I want to encourage everyone on this morning that as you're listening, amen, to, you know, listen with a spirit expectation. With a spirit of expectation and believing that God is going to do something miraculous on today. We're used to having the quote unquote church experience, amen, that we're used to being at the church, in the church, doing, you know, what we do on Sundays. But this is a different experience than and I pray that each of you embrace this experience. If you're at home, amen, don't get busy doing a whole lot of stuff. Hear me, amen, because sometimes we get, you know, when we're online and we have this comfortable place of being at the house. I know you know, you're getting the kids or whatever you're doing. on today, but don't get busy doing a whole lot of stuff. Amen. Come on and just take a seat and let's sup with the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just take a seat and let's just get to that. Put all that stuff you did yesterday away, all that stuff you think you can do because you're not at the church. No. Bring it in and let's sit on down and turn on the speaker on your phone and let your family hear, let your cousins, your uncles, the children, mama, daddy, husband, wife, let everybody join in this worship. This is an opportunity, amen, family, that we have the opportunity to share, amen, the good news of the gospel, and we don't have to bring anyone with us, amen. We can bring the gospel to them. So I would admonish you as you're listening on this morning, turn the speaker on that phone, amen. Let everybody hear the goodness of God coming through your speakers, amen. Amen. Even before we get into our worship on this morning, because we're going to have a little bit of praise and worship, and after we have a little bit of praise and worship, then we're going to go right into allowing, amen, our guest on this morning. And she's not a guest. I wouldn't even call her a guest. Amen. She is my daughter in the gospel. Amen. She is covered. Her ministry is covered under a Diamond in the Rough ministry, and I consider her a covenant partner with our ministry, and it's Pastor Verinda Cobbs. I love her so much, and I'm grateful to God for her, and I'm grateful to God for her gift that is going to be, amen, going across the airways on this morning. I know that God is going to give a mighty word through this woman of God, and I'm excited and I'm ready to hear it. So I'm going to go ahead and give a couple of brief announcements before we get into our worship on today. And after we have the announcements, we're going to go right into prayer, and then we're going to have a little bit of praise and worship, and then we're going to allow the Lord to speak to us through the word of God. Amen. We want to remind everyone on today that we will be installing Pastor Verinda and myself. We will be installing Pastor Talia Oxendine this afternoon at 4 p.m. Those services are going to be held at New Life Harvest Church, and that's at 133 East Belt Boulevard in Richmond, Virginia, and that's 23224. I will be, amen, the speaker for this event, and so if you're able to come and celebrate with us, it is always a celebration to see our brothers and sisters be elevated in Christ. Amen. We invite you to come out and join us at 4 p.m. for Pastor Talia's, amen, elevation, glory to God. And just for our regular announcements, we have intercessory prayer every Tuesday afternoon at 6:30 p.m. Beginning October the 1st, amen, we are going to be transitioning to, amen, the School of Intercession, and it will be hosted by Pastor Verinda Cobbs, amen. So until the end of this month, we're going to have our regular intercessory prayer at 6:30 p.m. where we're going to get on the line and we're just going to bombard heaven with our prayers and with our petitions. And beginning the first Tuesday, excuse me, in October, we're going to have the School of Intercession to begin, and it's going to be hosted and going to be presented by Pastor Verinda Cobbs, who's going to be the infuser every Tuesday. So we're excited about that. Amen. And we also want to invite you to our Bible study every Thursday afternoon at 7, Thursday evening at 7 p.m. It's from 7 to 8, 1 hour of power. We don't go over that hour. We stay within that hour, but I promise you the word of the Lord goes out, it goes forth, and it's mighty during that time. We had a little break on this week, amen. We did not have Bible study, but we're going to be right back in the pocket on this coming Thursday at 7 p.m., continuing with a new series called Who Am I? Amen. So, amen. If you want to know who you are in Christ, amen, let's go ahead and connect with this Bible study, amen, so that we all can find out who we are in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, we want to invite you as you're listening on today. Amen. We want to invite you to go to our website at www.ditrministries.com. We're going to invite you to go to our website, and there, amen, you will find a link to the donate page. Amen. If you have an opportunity, we would ask that you go to the website, amen, and donate, amen. If you are a regular regular member of a Diamond in the Rough Ministries, amen, we ask you to go there, and usually we have our swipe card on Sundays, amen, but we're not all together on today, so please go to the website, go to the donate button. It'll take you right to our PayPal page. There you'll have the opportunity to give your offering and your tithe, amen, because we still want to continue to make sure our the things that we need to take care of and our ministry is still taken care of, even in our absence. Amen. Amen. We want to make sure that we are staying on point with that, because sometimes when we're not at church, we feel like because if we're not physically there, then we don't have to monetarily participate in that part of church. Amen. But we want you want your church to be there when you get back. Amen. So it's important that you sow, amen, even when we're not there. Not being in church does not mean, amen, that we don't sow. We still have to keep moving in that direction so that we can take care of the things of God. Amen. Amen. Come on, we're going to go ahead and pray. And once we pray, amen, we're going to have a little bit of praise and worship. Glory to God. And so y'all just bear with us today. Glory to God as we do this. It may sound a little different. It may be a little different because I'm trying my best to ensure that things can be heard properly. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on this morning, oh God, and I thank you for this day. I thank you, Father God, for life. I thank you, Lord, for health. I thank you, Lord, for strength. I thank you, Lord, for grace. I thank you, Lord, for mercy. I thank you, Lord, for love. I thank you, Lord, for power. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and having us in our right minds. I thank you, oh Lord, for being the keeper of our souls. I thank you this morning for being the lover of our souls. I thank you on this morning for being a gracious God, for being a good God, for being a all-loving God, for being, as your word reminds us, an omnipotent God, an omniscient God, a God who sees all and knows all, a God who's omnipresent. I thank you, Lord, for your omnipresence. That means that you are in all places at all times, and therefore, when your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us, we know that to be so very true. Father God, because there is not a place that you cannot find us. Father, your word says that if we were to go deep down to the depths of the ocean, you would find us there. If we would go to the expanse of the heavens, you will find us there. There is not a place, God, that we can hide from you. And God, it is such a blessing to know that no matter where we are, you can locate us. I thank you, Heshakamande. I thank you, oh God, that our heart is a GPS to your heart. I thank you, God, that our heartbeat, our spirit, the vitality that resides on the inside of us is the GPS to your heart, oh God. And when we permeate this power, when we permeate this vitality, when we permeate this virtue, oh God, we understand that we're coming closer to you, that we are connecting with you, that we are finding you in all of your goodness, oh God. Father God, I pray on this morning in the name of Jesus. I lift up a prayer for each and every person who is on this line on this morning. Father God, that they have connected because they have a special need on this morning. You know what each and every one of us stand in the need of on today, God. You know where the deficiencies are in our lives. You know where the deficiencies are in our heart. You know, Father God, the things that we have endured during the course of this week, oh God. You know every up that we've experienced, oh God. You know every down that we've experienced in this week, oh God. You've known every tear that we've cried, every bit of frustration that we've had to endure, every bit of issue that we've had to stand under. God, you know it and you've seen it all. So on this morning, on this morning, oh God, we come before you laying aside every weight that so easily beset us, not just every weight, but every weight and sin, Father God, because you even know those things, oh God. You know those things that we have done on this week that has not been pleased to you. You know those things that we have done and thought and said on this week that have not lifted you up, oh God. And so, Father God, we lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. Anything, God, that would take us out of the posture of giving you worship on this morning. Anything on this morning that would take us out of the posture of giving you praise. Anything on this morning that would take us out of the posture of glorifying you, oh God, we lay it down on this morning and we lift up a voice to say we love you on today. We lift up our voices and say we glorify you on today. We lift up our voices and say we We give you glory. We magnify you on today, oh God. Oh God, we may be in our homes on today. We may be in our prospective places of work on today. Wherever we are, oh God, we don't hold back our praise from you, oh God. We open up our mouths and we sing hallelujah on this morning. We open up our mouths and we say glory to God on this morning. We open up our mouths and say, God, we admonish you. We love you. We bless you. We give you all of our hearts on today, oh God. Oh God, this is an even more special day, oh God, because this morning we can baptize our hearts, oh, we can baptize our homes, oh God, with our worship, with the words that come out of our mouth, God. We can cause our praise and our worship, Father God, to hit our walls and our homes, oh God. We can cause our neighbors, Father God, to come into alignment, Father God. We can cause those who are on our street, oh God, to come into the truth of Jesus Christ, oh God. We can speak a word, Father God, and and the anointing will be able to break the yoke of those, amen, who may be living next door to us, who may be living down the street from us. Oh God, I thank you on today that today, as we sit in our homes, that we glorify you with our open mouths. Oh God, you have increased our territory on today, oh God. You've given us authority to speak into our neighborhoods on today, oh God. So we begin to worship you and praise you, oh God. We worship you, Father God, until all crime is decimated on our block, oh God. We begin to worship you, oh God, until all of the disparities that we maybe see around us begins to disappear, oh God. We begin to worship you, oh God, until our children fall back into alignment on our block, oh God. Maybe it's a child that's been down the street, oh God, and we've been seeing them, and it doesn't seem like they go to school. But on today, oh God, we can speak to that, Father God, in the atmosphere, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can speak to that man, Father God, who's been struggling in alcoholism, oh, God, that may live a couple of doors down, oh, God. We can speak to that young lady, oh, God, that maybe we went to school with her a couple of years ago, and we've seen her walking down the street, oh, God. But and many times, Father God, we haven't had a chance to say anything to her. But on this morning, oh, God, in the places that we're sitting in our homes, oh, God, we can speak to those things, oh God. Maybe some of us are sitting at our work desk, oh God, and we're listening to this broadcast, oh God, and we can begin to worship you in our cubicles, oh God. We can begin to worship you in our offices, oh God, that our worship, God, will be infectious, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're giving us the ability this morning to take authority over new places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you're causing our mouths to speak, Father God, and open up opportunities in new places, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that your word says that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, oh God. So we bind, Father God, everything, Father God, that does not edify you this morning. We bind everything this morning that does not give you glory. We bind everything this morning that does not coincide with the will of God, and we loose the spirit of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the songwriter says sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Oh, God, we've been used to coming into a building, oh, God. But this morning, oh, God, I thank you that you've given us the authority out of our mouths to encourage ourselves, oh, God. We can encourage our family, oh, God. We can encourage our friends, oh, God. We can encourage our spouses and our children, oh, God, just by our worship on this morning. Oh, God, cause us to lift up a prayer in our home on this morning. Cause the children to be woken, God. Cause the spouses to arise out of their bed, oh God. God, they may feel a sense of annoyance, oh God, but I thank you, oh God, that they can feel something at all, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we worship you this morning. Oh God, we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God, and we magnify your holy name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we say hallelujah to you this morning. Oh God, we say glory to God on this morning. We lift up our hands and worship you on this morning. We thank you, God, this morning that our worship is infectious. Roshi kamandi liyasho, robatanda labasha. There may be somebody listening under the sound of my voice, and maybe your neighbors are unruly. Oh, today is your day. You may have had to listen to all kinds of things, all kinds of ungodly
ungodly things going on in their house. But today you got to lift up the name of Jesus in your own house. You got to lift up the name of Jesus in your own room. You got to lift up the name of Jesus walking down your hallway. That they may hear the sound of heaven coming out of your belly. The world ain't scared to do the stuff they want to do. We got to learn not to be afraid to do what God has ordained and sanctioned for us to do. Today is your day to glorify God in your own space. Maybe when you get home every day, it seems like all hell is breaking loose. Baby, today is your day to say, not today, devil. Because the word says that where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And there shall be liberty in my home on today. There shall be liberty in my praise on today. There shall be liberty in me giving God glory on today. I'm not going to sit around my own house and give God glory with my mouth closed. But you better get up out of your seat and begin to walk up and down your hallways. You got to get up out of your seat and get in that room and anoint your bed, anoint your children, anoint your doorpost. Somebody need to walk to the end of your driveway and anoint your house from the end of the driveway all the way to the backyard. Today is your day to take authority over your own territory. Oh, good God Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Robo si commande vidi ashaya. Robo bobo voci carabamande. Rasha manandi de asha. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. We worship your name, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God. We exalt your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hezabashaya. Oh, Rababa, Sikaraba, Siamando, Roboshaya. Yeah, Robo, Sikaramando, Roboshaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I don't got to hear you worshiping them, but you know, you know, you know. You know your place of worship. You know where you are. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. Ain't nobody looking at you today. You ain't got no reason not to praise him today. Ain't nobody looking at you today. Today is just you and Daddy. Today is just you and the Father. Today is just you and him. You and him. It's just you and him today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, you reign. You reign, Lord. You reign, Lord Jesus. You reign in our hearts. You reign in our minds. You reign in our spirits. You reign. We give you glory this morning. Robo, come on, worship him. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Come on, worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My apologies if the sound is a little fuzzy on this morning. I'm very glad. And we're doing all that we can. Amen. Well, we're going to move forward. Hallelujah. In our word on this morning. I did have another song in my heart. Amen. But we're going to go ahead and move forward. Glory to God, since everyone is having a hard time with the healing, with the music, it did probably sound a little fuzzy because I'm finagling here. Amen. But to God be the glory. Doesn't God reign? He reigns in all things. My heart is so full on this morning because I'm grateful because of God's power, God's authority, and because he reigns supreme in our lives. Amen. He does. He reigns supreme in our lives. He reigns supreme in all things. He reigns supreme in everything. I just love him with all of my heart. Glory to God. How many can say that on this morning? And I know I can't hear you, but I mean, just for yourself, just, Lord, I do love you. Lord, I just do love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I y'all, if y'all would just let me, I just got to share this one song, and I hope y'all can hear this really good. But I heard this thing the other day, and I just want to encourage somebody. I can't move past this right here. I gotta share this. I got to share it. I got to share it. I got to share this one. I got to share it because somebody need this morning. Have mercy. I feel that this morning, y'all. I feel that this morning. I felt that this morning. I'm sorry. I had to share. I hope you heard that. I hope you heard that on this morning, that Jesus is doing a new thing. Jesus is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. He did it all. Hallelujah. I felt that thing. I felt that thing right there. Hallelujah. Jesus did it. Jesus did it. Hallelujah. But I'm going to move out of the way. My God, I'm going to move out of the way because, whoo, Jesus. Amen. I'm sorry that can't nobody hear that. We're going to, listen, y'all, join us in church next week. Amen. We're going to be able to hear it real clear. But I'm going to move out of the way this morning. Amen. Because it is time for the word. And amen. I'm not technically, amen, charged to go any further. Amen. I know. Amen. When the Lord is saying move on, glory to God. But I am going to move on. But what I want to do now is I want to introduce our infuser for the morning. This is Pastor Verinda Cobb. She is the pastor and senior pastor at Beauty from Ashes Ministries Incorporated, which they are located here as well in Richmond, Virginia. Amen. She is a covenant sister with the Diamond and the Rough Ministry. She is my spiritual daughter. Amen. And I am so grateful, amen, that she is going to be our word infuser on this morning. So without further ado, I'm going to be quiet and move out of the way and let the Lord use you. Pastor Verinda, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, Apostle Keisha. I am here and ready to roll.
All right. Take it on, honey. You got it.
Amen. For God be the glory for the great things that he has done. I want to just give honor to my apostle and mother in the gospel, Apostle Keisha Grant. Thank you so much for taking time to invite me to speak on this morning. I do not take this opportunity lightly. I'm so grateful that you heard the Spirit of the Lord and released an opportunity for me to share with the people of God on today. And you messed me up a little bit with that song, Jesus Did It. I felt that thing in my spirit so heavy. And I said, she didn't set me up, minister, after that. And I done went into a praise. But can you just take a minute, if you're on the line with us this morning, and just lift up out in your out of your mouth in the atmosphere, Jesus did it. I don't know what you're waiting on. I don't know what it is you're expecting. I don't know what it is that you are standing in the need of this morning. But if you would just open up your mouth and say, Jesus did it, hallelujah, because he is able to do anything. Hallelujah. So no matter where you are in your life right now, just believe God for the impossible. He can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask, think, or imagine. Hallelujah. If you just believe it and receive that thing by faith, and that snippet that was ministered came to encourage somebody this morning, because there's somebody on this call that has been in a hard place, and God just wants you to know that he still is in control. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe it and receive it by faith. And the thing about faith is you can't see faith. You have to just receive it. Amen. You got to receive, hallelujah, and come on with an expectation in your spirit that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. He is who he says he is. And he is in control. And if you believe that thing, if you would just wave your hand in the air and say, Lord, I thank you that you're doing something for me right now. Well, I'm not going to be before you long, but I do have a word from the Lord this morning. If you would turn with me in your word to Acts, the book of Acts chapter 18, the book of Acts chapter 18. We're going to start at verse number 1. Again, that's the book of Acts, chapter 18. And the Lord has really had me all up in Acts for the past few weeks, and it has ministered to my soul. Hallelujah. God is doing something new in this season. Amen. I was praying with my mom on last night, and one of the things that she said was, she's, I keep hearing the Spirit of the Lord saying that he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. And so that is what we're in this season. God is pouring out his anointing upon his people. And so if you haven't had a chance to read the book of Acts, I'm going to encourage you to take some time and read the book of Acts. It's the Acts of the Apostles. It shows after the Holy Spirit showed up what happened in the land as a result of the obedience of the disciples who were converted to the apostles to build the church. Amen. And so you see the manifestation of the movement of miracle signs and wonders in the body of Christ through the book of Acts. But we're going to be in Acts chapter 18. Amen. And I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. If you would read with me as I read, and then I'm going to pray real quick, and then we're going to go into our message. Amen. Acts 18, starting at verse 1. It says, after this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all of the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. Verse 6, but when the Jews opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, your blood be on your own heads. I am clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles. Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized. Verse 9, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision, do not be afraid, keep on speaking, do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one, somebody say no one, is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city. So Paul stayed for a year and a half teaching them the word of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity that you have given us to come together as your people to hear your word. Now, Father, I pray that the power of your Holy Spirit will just fall upon each person on this call, Lord God, and that you will allow, Father God, revelation and understanding to come forward in their lives. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will break up the fallow ground in every heart. Father God, allow the minds to be transformed and allow our spirits to be open so that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church on today. God, we thank you so much for what has already transpired, and even more, God, we thank you for the deliverance that's going to manifest, Father God, in our prospective places where we are even now, Father God, so that we can do the work that you've called us to do. We love you and we give you praise. In Jesus' precious name, we pray, and the people of God say amen. If I could just take a few minutes to minister this morning, the title that the Lord gave me for this particular text that's coming from Acts 18, verses 1 through 11 is, what becomes of the brokenhearted? What becomes of the brokenhearted? Here in our text today, we find Apostle Paul, who found himself led by the Lord to Corinth. Corinth during this time was known as the political and commercial center of Greece. One interesting thing about Corinth was that it was known for having a great wickedness and immorality, like many of our large cities today. In addition to the evil presence in the city, a temple of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and war, had been built on the large hill behind the city. In this popular religion, people engaged in unholy idol worship to the goddess through sexual immorality, prostitution, and explicit behavior. As Paul looked around the city, he was compelled to intervene, to investigate, and to intercede. He desired change and saw an opportunity to help through his ministry. 1 and 2 Corinthians are a part of the letters written to minister to the church of Corinth as he began to build and reach out to the Corinthians so that they could be able to live a holy life. So we find him here in Acts 18 in Corinth working with Priscilla and Aquila, who were tent makers. We find him here willing to share the gospel and worshiping the Lord. He was in an environment where there were many statistics, but he had a heart's desire to serve anyway. And I came for somebody this morning that has a heart desire to serve God. And in spite of all of the obstacles, all of the situations that are going on in your atmosphere, you have made a decision that you are going to sell out for Jesus Christ. And that is where Paul was as we meet him in this text. Apostle Paul was obedient to preach, to testify, and to take a stand. He was determined to share the truth. He understood that with truth came freedom. And I want somebody to know on this morning that you have to continue to preach the truth of God's word. Amen. That doesn't mean that you're always going to be received. You're not always going to be popular. Everybody's not always going to want to hear it. They may not even want to see your face. But one of the things that you have to understand is that it's important for you to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. And when you are obedient to God, somebody's going to get delivered. Somebody felt that right there. Hallelujah. You've been doing all that you know to do. Hallelujah. And God just wants to encourage you this morning to keep on preaching, keep on testifying, keep on taking a stand. Hallelujah. And as you continue to share the truth, you are going to see somebody get free. Hallelujah. It might not be today and it may not be tomorrow, but sooner or later, things are going to turn around and they're going to walk in some deliverance. However, as passionate, as anointed, and as compassionate as Apostle Paul was, he still was up against a group of hard-hearted Jews who opposed him, they neglected him, and began to abuse him. And am I talking to anybody this morning that you're just being obedient to God and you find yourself in a place where you are around hard-hearted people who are opposing, who are neglecting, or who are abusing you? God just wants me to let you know that you are not alone. Amen. Will you just touch yourself and say, I am not alone. As loud as he preached, they would not listen. As loud as he shouted, they remained hard-hearted. Apostle Paul therefore decided to give up. He shouted and he preached and he tried to win them, but they would not hear him. Amen. Hallelujah. He left the religious leaders and he transitioned to the Gentiles. Amen. He made a decision that because they would not receive what he was saying, he was going to move forward. Hallelujah. I imagine that in this place, this had to be a hard place for Apostle Paul. I imagine that he was frustrated, he was heartbroken, and even weary and well-doing until he shifted his focus. And that's what God wants me to share with somebody on this morning. You got to shift your focus. Hallelujah. No matter what it appears to be right now, hallelujah, God is doing something in the atmosphere. But what he's trying to get you to do is He wants you to believe what you're preaching. He wants you to believe in what you are speaking. He wants you to believe in what you are testifying, hallelujah, about, because if you don't believe it, hallelujah, then you're never going to see anybody else get free. Hallelujah. And sometimes God will allow people to have hardened hearts as it relates to receiving the message that we're sharing. prayer, because God is trying to test us to see if we really are who we say we are. Are we going to stand flat-footed and continue to preach against sin? Are we going to stand flat-footed and continue to raise a standard for righteousness? Are we going to stand flat-footed and continue to walk in the power of God? Hallelujah. And for somebody on this call, you may say, well, I'm struggling, and I don't understand how this relates to me. God wants you to know that you may be the hard-hearted person, hallelujah, that has allowed your heart to be closed to the things of the Spirit, hallelujah. And even sometimes being believers, we can get so comfortable in our tradition and our religion and our acts, hallelujah, of worship and ordinances that we will miss out on God. And somebody needs to hear me this morning, that God wants you to tear that wall down so that the power of the Holy Spirit will change your life, hallelujah, so that the power of God will meet you where you are, so that the glory of God will overshadow you and you will be able to see some things transition in your life. There's somebody that's on this call this morning, hallelujah, and you've just been existing in church, but God wants to shift you to a place where you are not just existing in church, but that you are flowing in his anointing. God wants you to know this morning that he needs you to shift your focus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Apostle Paul was full of emotions, and God had to let him know not to be afraid. Hallelujah. Sometimes emotions will derail you. Hallelujah. Where you just look at what it looks like and what it feels like. But I want somebody to know this morning that God does not operate on our feelings and our emotions. Hallelujah. He is looking at our faith. Amen. And one of the things I admired about Apostle Paul was, in spite of how he felt, he continued to minister anyway. That's for somebody on today. In spite of how you feel, keep doing it anyway. In spite of what it looks like and what it appears to be, keep serving, keep praying, keep tithing, keep preaching, keep sharing your testimony, keep getting up and coming to church, because it's not in vain. Somebody needs to know this morning that what you're doing is going to produce an expected end. Somebody needs to know this morning that what you're doing to serve the Lord, it is going to work out for your good. Will you just lift your hand this morning and say, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. I believe, God, that what I'm doing is not in vain. I believe, God, that what I'm doing is going to work out for an expected end. I believe this morning, oh God, that eventually my family is going to get saved. Eventually my spouse is going to get delivered. I believe this morning, oh God, that somebody is going to see glory on my life and ask, what must I do to be saved? Apostle Paul had to shift his focus. As believers, we have to understand that God has called us to do a mighty work. Hallelujah. And that's the thing. He has called us to do this work. This is not something that we've chosen on our own. This is not something, hallelujah, that many of us were often willing to do. But because of the love of God that he reached down and pulled us up, we have been compelled to work for him. And so what I want you to know is that sometimes working for God, you will have some battle scars. Hallelujah. Sometimes working for God, there will be some things, hallelujah, that are going on that are not comfortable, but you have to shift your focus and understand it's working for your good. It's working for your good. Somebody needs to receive that thing this morning and just touch yourself and say, it's working for my good. Hallelujah. It's working for my good. My struggle for righteousness is working for my good. My battle over this temptation is working for my good. Hallelujah. My strive to be delivered is working for my good. This thing is not in vain. Hallelujah. What I'm doing is working. It's working out for my good. God's going to get the glory out of this. Somebody needs to speak that into the atmosphere this morning. God is going to get the glory out of this. Lord, I don't know when, hallelujah, I don't know how, but I believe that you're going to get some glory out of what I'm going through. Can somebody lift up a praise this morning? God, you are going to get some glory for what I'm going through. This transition is going to work out for, hallelujah, your glory. This opportunity that I'm going through, which I appear to look like as an obstacle, this is going to work out for your glory. Hallelujah. I believe, by the where I am right now, God is going to work out, hallelujah, that you will get the glory for it. And when I get there, Lord, I'm going to say, if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be today? God has called us to do a mighty work, people of God, and it's his work, and we are just the vessels. Hallelujah. We're just the vessels. It gets to be a hard job at times trying to live this life, but we must be determined not to allow our hearts to become hardened, even if we are ministering to those who have hard hearts as well. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants me to talk about this morning. What becomes of the hard-hearted? what becomes of the hard-hearted. And so what I want to do this morning is share with you some common signs of someone with a hardened heart. Amen. And I will tell you first that the word came to the preacher first this morning. Hallelujah. And as I was studying, I was convicted and had to repent myself for some of these things. So, hallelujah, just know that you're not alone as the Lord is sharing this with you this morning. So common signs of someone with a hard heart. Amen. The first one is stubbornness. Jesus, stubbornness. The definition of stubbornness is having or showing determination not to change one's attitude or position on something. I'm going to say it again. Stubbornness is having or showing determination not to change one's attitude or position on something. Hallelujah. And it's especially in spite of good arguments or reasons to do so. Amen. You hear the word come forth and you make a decision that you're not going to change. Hallelujah. The word of correction comes forth from your leader and you make a decision you're not going to change. Or even the word comes forth and you say, oh, that doesn't apply to me. That is a stubborn spirit. Amen. Proverbs 29 verse 1 says, if you get more stubborn every time you are corrected, one day you will be crushed and never recover. Hallelujah. People who have hardened hearts are very stubborn. They're not willing to compromise. They say it's my way or no way. And there's two different situations with this. Either you have a hard heart and you become stubborn because you're not received, amen, or you have a stubborn spirit because you are in a position where you're ministering to somebody and they are not hearing it. And so you're not going to change from where you are. You're saying, okay, this is what I believe. But what happens is your compassion towards that individual that's not receiving, it becomes very difficult for you to minister to them out of a pure heart because you're really upset and have personalized the fact that they have rejected what you're saying. Hallelujah. You are not going to be able to minister to anyone unless you allow yourself to have compassion and mercy and love on whoever it is that you are ministering to. And then oftentimes we will have people that have a hard heart as it relates to dealing with us. And so they have made a decision that no matter what we say, no matter what we present to them, they are not going to change their belief. Amen. And you have to understand that if you're dealing with this type of stubborn spirit, you cannot fight this thing in the flesh. Somebody has been fighting with your spouse, you've been fighting with your child, you've been dealing with your coworker, you've been trying to convince them that they need to get saved, they need to get set free, they need to get delivered. Hallelujah. And they have made a decision that they are not going to change. Don't force the situation. You pray for them and you keep it moving and show the love of God, because I will be the first to tell you that when you get you have a hard heart as it relates to even ministering, then you will not be able to minister effectively. Hallelujah. You will just be speaking out of words, and you will be in your emotion and in your flesh. And one of the things that the Word of God says is that gifts come without repentance, but it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And so you can be gifted and still preaching, or gifted and still testifying, or gifted and still sharing, but because your heart is hard, you are not being effective. And so nothing is penetrating that other person's heart. And if you got one stubborn person battling against another stubborn person with a hard heart, there is no way there will be any type of compromise. Amen. But as the people of God, we have to make a decision that we're going to not allow our hearts to become stubborn. Amen. Will somebody just be bold to repent this morning and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Amen. I will be the first to tell you that sometimes being a prophet of God is a difficult situation because you have a desire and a heart very much so. You want to see people's lives change. You want to see them delivered. You want to see them set free. Amen. But everybody doesn't want to hear the truth of God's word. And you have to be okay with just lifting them in prayer and saying sooner or later it will turn, hallelujah, in their favor. It's going to turn around for them. Amen. You got to lay some people on the altar on your prayer list. Amen. You've invited them to church 50 times. They haven't showed up. Sooner or later they're going to show up. Amen. They know the address and the time of the service. Amen. Don't fight with them about it. Hallelujah. Because what happens is you become a hard-hearted person as a result. Just release them and say, okay, God, sooner or later I believe that if they don't come here, they're going to go somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Just believe that in the midst of wherever they are, that God is going to do a great thing. Amen. The second sign of someone with a hard heart is they are judgmental. Being judgmental means having or displaying an overly critical point of view. Judgmental people always have an opinion about someone else's opinion. Matthew 7, verse 1 says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Because as you judge others, you will be judged by God." Amen. And as believers, we are called to share the good news and to express the word of God. Hallelujah. We are called to share our faith and to share our testimony. Hallelujah. But we have to understand that some people have God has given us free will, and so they have the free will to choose what they want to do. Even the word of God says, "Choose this day whom you will serve." Amen. Be prepared to shake the dust off your feet and not get bent out of shape because someone does not agree with your opinion. Amen. Hallelujah. In the word of God, there are so many different situations that have happened with believers who have disagreed on certain things, and that is why we have so many denominations in the body of Christ, because there's something in the word. There's something that was shared. There's some belief or some ordinance or some tradition or something that has caused someone to say, "Well, I don't agree with that." And so they have made their whole ministry or their whole church or their whole foundation based off of a difference of opinion. Amen. And what takes place when you see that kind of thing operating is you see a body of believers with a judgmental spirit. You see a body of believers that when you come into the church house, they are hard-hearted and there's no love there. Amen. All they want to do is call out all of this stuff, hallelujah, that they can see. They want to judge everybody, but they don't understand, amen, that there are people that love God but might just be in a struggle. And so we as believers have to understand, as we are ministering to other people, that everybody is not going to necessarily agree with us, and that's okay. Hallelujah. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to deal with them. And even for ourselves, we have to repent, hallelujah, daily to make sure that we are not having a judgmental spirit. Now, I'm not talking about us being believers and having the ability to judge sin or to see sin or to identify sin or to rebuke or correct sin. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a judgmental spirit to the point where you treat somebody unfairly or treat somebody different, or you roll your eyes or you look at them sideways because they have not decided to do what it is that you have believed they should do. Amen. We have to allow ourselves to just go to a place where we say, "Okay, God, you got this." Amen. It's not our job to be judgmental. It's our job to share the love of God. And the reason why there are many, and I've talked to many people who don't go to church, and one of the reasons why they don't come to church is because they say that we're hypocritical and we're judgmental. Amen. There are people who won't step foot in a sanctuary because they have been hurt by leaders or believers who have this hardened heart perspective. Amen. But we, as a Diamond in the Rough and Beauty from Ashes Ministries, we want to be the type of church where people will come in and they will feel the presence of God. They will know that God loves them. They will know that the Lord is there to help them. Amen. Because many of us have even had some situations where we have dealt with judgmental leaders and have had believers that we've interacted with that have been a judgmental spirit. And so as believers, we have to understand that God is giving us an opportunity to minister to other people, but we have to make sure that we are not sitting in his seat and trying to be him. Amen. It is our job just to share the good news, and people have to make a decision. Either they're going to follow or not. Amen. Even with your children, hallelujah, don't go in a struggle with your children. Amen. If you set the standard for them they need to be up and be at church, amen, you let the Holy Spirit do the work on them. Amen. Don't go into a wrestling match with your children as it relates to what they need to do and all of that. You give them the word. The Bible says train the child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Sooner or later, something's going to happen, and they're going to need to call on the name of Jesus. You continue to pray for them. You continue to love them. You continue to, if your rule is, okay, everybody in this house goes to church, don't compromise that. You say, okay, everybody in this house goes to church. This is the standard. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. But you continue to show the love of God so that your heart will not be hardened as it relates to whether or not they are receiving what you are saying or what the ministry is saying to them. Amen. Because God has a way of checking and moving and doing some things in which that young person is going to receive him at some point. Amen. We are not God. Hallelujah. We are just the vessels that he has chosen. And so when you are in the position as a leader and as even a lay person that has been given a responsibility to spread the good news, do it with joy. Hallelujah. And don't allow yourself to be judgmental. The third common sign of someone with a hard heart is that you are sensitive and easily offended. Amen. You are sensitive and easily offended. The definition of sensitive means you are easily irritated. You're delicate and affected by external conditions or stimuli. You are easily hurt emotionally, easily damaged. A person who has a hard heart wears their feelings on their sleeves. They are extremely observant and almost always looking for something to be wrong. Amen. That's some of us right there. We're always looking for something to be wrong. We are looking for, okay, at some point this is going to happen. At some point this person is going to hurt me. At some point this is going to fall to pieces. At some point this relationship is not going to work out. Amen. God wants you to have a open heart. Hallelujah. He wants you to have a softened heart. He, even for some of the ladies, amen, you waiting on your husband, but you're so hard-hearted, and then as soon as you meet somebody, you are sensitive and easily offended. Amen. Every time they say something, they don't call you back. Amen. God wants us to have a gentle heart and a gentle spirit. Amen. And what happens with people who have become hard-hearted a lot of times is they have been hurt. And so what I saw last night in the spirit, I saw Eminem as it relates to this particular point. Eminem, it's hard on the outside. You look at it, and you can't tell there's chocolate in the middle of it. And it has a color on it. It's all nice and pretty. Amen. They got all different flavors. Hallelujah. But as soon as you take that thing, if you crush it in your hand, you're going to have a handful of chocolate. Amen. And that is some of us on our outside. We are very hard, and our exterior is very hard, and nobody can get in. Amen. The wall is up high, and we don't trust anybody, and we won't open ourselves up to receive. Amen. And even some of the people that you're ministering to, they're the same way. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They don't want to pray. They don't want to hear the word. They don't want to hear about the sermon on Sunday. Everything is just hard exterior, but on the inside, people who are hard-hearted on the inside are overly sensitive and easily offended. Amen. If you know that's you, just say, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. When you are dealing with somebody that's in this place, you have to be very gentle. Hallelujah. Because even sometimes we can come off as very hard to them, and if you go hard at somebody that's hard, you're going to get hard back. Amen. They're going to retaliate instead of them being open. Amen. So you have to use wisdom as you're interacting with that particular person that has a hard heart. Even for some of us, amen, we want people to receive us, but we're hard-hearted out as well. We haven't opened up either. Amen. And so we're expecting something, hallelujah, and we're not giving much of anything ourselves. We want to win people to Christ, but we're not sharing the gospel. We want people to receive us, and we want to have these healthy friendships and healthy relationships. Amen. But we're not willing to open up either. You want your spouse to change, but you're still holding on to things from the past, too. You haven't let those things go. So how is it that you're going to be able to build a healthy marriage if you're still holding on to what he or she did before? Amen. You're still holding on to what happened in your last relationship. So how are you going to start a new one and be able to be at peace? You have to tear the walls down. Amen. You have to be willing to say, okay, God, this is a new opportunity for me. Amen. This is a new soul. Hallelujah. Help me to have a sensitive spirit, not being sensitive as it relates to being emotional, but help me be sensitive to the Holy Spirit so that I can be able to minister to this person that is in my life. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul became irritated and irritable and offended because he was not received by the group of people. Hallelujah. With the Jews, he wasn't received by them. And so one of the things that happened was as soon as he left and shifted his focus, he ended up going into a position where he was able to be with Titus Justice, hallelujah, and he was able to minister, and you saw people saved, set free, and delivered as a result of him shifting his focus, amen, hallelujah. Verse 7, it says, then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justice, a worshiper of God. Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized, amen. And so when you're in that place and you are sensitive and easily offended, you got to shift your focus. Amen. And sometimes that means asking God to heal you. Hallelujah. And that's one thing that as the body of Christ, we forget that sometimes we still need to be healed as well. Amen. And even as you're dealing with the world, we're in this world, but not of this world. We still have to understand that there are some times, amen, that we are hurt as well. And we got to be able to identify that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but don't stay there. You have to shift your focus. Hallelujah. And so we see him, as soon as he shifted his focus, he was able to minister and be effective. Hallelujah. And one thing I will share with you is that sometimes God is waiting on our response. He's looking at our response to see if we are prepared for what he has for us. But we have to be determined that we are going to do James 1:19, which says everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Amen. We got to be determined that we are not going to get upset and in our feelings because we are not received or because people don't agree with us or because we are different and we're not fitting in. Amen. I want to encourage somebody this morning that it's okay not to fit in because you are a trendsetter. Hallelujah. So people are not going to always receive you immediately, but you go in and you shift the entire atmosphere by being who God said that you are. Amen. Because there is a blessing in you. Hallelujah. You are the light. You are the life. You bring life to that atmosphere. There's somebody on this call, when you walk into the building where you work, the entire building atmosphere shifts because you have showed up. Hallelujah. There's somebody on this call, when you come home, hallelujah, after a long day, you may have had a rough, challenging day. There are some children that live in that house. There is a spouse that live in that house that love you to pieces. And they may not always want to hear what you have to say about the gospel, but they love you. And so you have to understand that in spite of what you are dealing with as this battle as a believer, that you are loved, that you are valued, and that you are valuable. God wants to do a new thing in your life, but don't allow your heart to become hardened. Amen. And the fourth and last sign of somebody who has a hardened heart is they are overly self-critical. Overly self-critical. Amen. When you are overly self-critical, you are critical of yourself, you are critical of your abilities, you are critical of your actions, and you are in a self-aware place that you disapprove of yourself. Amen. You are in a self-aware place that you disapprove of yourself, meaning you are always overly criticizing yourself. Amen. And some of us, it's not the devil that's fighting us, it's us. Amen. We are our biggest enemy. Amen. You always analyzing and overanalyzing and overcriticizing every little thing you do, every little thing you say. Amen. Instead of you understanding, hallelujah, that the word of God even says that some plant and some water, but God gives the increase. Amen. Even if they didn't receive you at that moment, there will be a day where you will turn around and you will run into someone who you used to work with that you were trying to minister to, and they wouldn't receive it, and they would be saved. I've seen it for myself. There have been years that have passed, and the person that you were praying the hardest for that maybe didn't care for you when you were in that particular atmosphere, and you will see God change their lives because of your prayers. Amen. But don't allow yourself to be critical. There's nothing wrong with you. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. Hallelujah. You are not the problem. Amen. That person has a hard heart and they just don't want to receive. Hallelujah. Let it go and keep it moving, because the longer you criticize yourself and beat yourself up, the longer you're going to put yourself in a position where you're not going to be able to shine your light. Somebody needs to turn your light back on this morning. Hallelujah. Who is that for today? You have turned your light off because you have not felt like you fit in. You've turned your light off because people have misunderstood you. You've turned your light off because people have not appreciated you or validated you. But God wants me to tell you this morning that he loves you and that he has a plan for your life. Hallelujah. In spite of how difficult your marriage may be, hallelujah, you continue to stand back up and take your joy back this morning. Take your peace back this morning. God has a plan for you. Hallelujah. Don't allow yourself to be so critical that you shut down. That is a trap of the enemy. Hold on, I feel that this morning. Somebody has allowed the enemy to beat you down. Somebody has beat yourself down in this self-critical position, and you have shut completely down in your atmosphere. You go to church, and people think that all is well, but at home you're suffering. Come out of that low place this morning, and I'm not shutting the vocal seat. Whoever you are, I encourage you to anoint that room that you've been suffering in and say, no more will I live in this prison. Hallelujah. Come out of that place. Hallelujah. And let God use you and shine your light. Hallelujah. As I prepare to close, I just want to share with you a couple quick tips on how to overcome a hardened heart or deal with people who have a hard heart. And it's all found in verse number 9 and verse number 10. Hallelujah. Of this text. It says, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack you and harm you, because I have many people in this city. And I'm going to read to verse 11 too. And it says, so Paul stayed for a year and a half teaching them the word of God. Amen. One thing you have to understand is that sooner or later something is going to shift. Hallelujah. And when you're dealing with hard-heartedness, a lot of times you have to dig until there is a place, hallelujah, within that place for that word to be able to be sown in. Even farmers, they have to dig. They have to till the ground. They have to pull up weeds. They have to do a lot of preparation as they are preparing for their plants to grow, their crops to grow. Hallelujah. It's the same in the spirit. Hallelujah. Even if you have a hardened heart, allow your pastor and your leader, hallelujah, through the word that they're sharing to pull those weeds out, pull those weeds of bitterness out, pull those weeds of offense out, pull those weeds of misunderstanding and miscommunication out, pull those weeds of fear, doubt, and unbelief out of your spirit so that you can be able to receive what God has for you. Amen. So the things that I want to share real quick is the first one is do not be afraid. Get rid of fear. Hallelujah. Get rid of fear. Fear as it relates to sharing and fear as it relates to receiving. Hallelujah. Keep on speaking the word of God and do not be silent. Whether that's you that has a difficult time receiving because your heart is hard, or whether that's you that's sharing the word of God, either way, hallelujah, keep on speaking and do not be silent. The definition of fear, and I've been saying it all this week, is false expectations appearing real. What you are most afraid of is not even real. Hallelujah. Continue to speak the word of God. Do not be afraid. Apostle Paul felt like he was by himself in that city while he was trying to conquer evil. He went in there with his cape on and his Superman syndrome, and he was determined he was going to save every unsaved person in that city. Hallelujah. And what God had to let him know was, honey, I need you to sit down, because you're not the only one that's trying to do the work. Hallelujah. You're not by yourself. There are other people that are in this city that I have positioned, and so you're not going to be harmed no matter how aggressive they are. They've heard this before, which is why they don't want to hear it again. Amen. So you have to understand that. Maybe they may not receive from you, but eventually somebody's going to say it again. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid. Keep on speaking and do not be silent. The second thing you got to do is you have to know that God is with you. Amen. Have faith. Hallelujah. Faith stands for fixing all individual trust in Him. I'm going to say that one more time. Faith stands for fixing all individual trust in Him. Have some faith as you're working. Have some faith as you're receiving. Have some faith that whatever the word that comes forth from your pastor, whether it's Apostle Keisha or myself, or if you have a different pastor, amen, have some faith that that word is for you. Hallelujah, because this is the thing that I've learned not growing up in church, is that I've seen a lot of people who've been in church for a long time, and as soon as the word comes forth, you say, oh, that doesn't apply to me. Oh, that's not for me. Oh, I'm good. Amen. But every time a word comes forth, even if all of it doesn't apply, there's something in there that God has for you. And if you don't need it necessarily today, you might need it next week, because God always sends a preceding word for whatever it is that He's about to send your way. Amen. But you have to have faith to know that God knows what He's doing, that He's in control. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, and without faith it's impossible to please God, because he that comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek you. What are you saying, Pastor V? You have to have some real faith. Amen. Your works are not going to get you the glory. You got to have some faith. Amen. It's going to be a lot of disappointed people that you are serving. They're serving and they're working and they're praying and they're doing all this stuff, but they have no faith. Hallelujah. They have absolutely no faith, and you can't please God without faith. Hallelujah. And so wherever you may find yourself, just be determined every day, Lord, just give me a little bit more faith. I'm going to try my best to please you today by having some faith. Amen. That means sometimes doing stuff a little bit nervous. That means sometimes taking risk and taking opportunities that might be a little different from what you're used to. That means not missing out. There's somebody that you won't even go out and hang out because you're so afraid that you're going to do something wrong. Amen. There are things to do. Hallelujah. Being a holy child of God. There are experiences that you can have that are not sinful. Amen. You can still enjoy your life and be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't sit in the house all this fall and winter just lurking thinking, oh, I don't want to go anywhere because I'm going to mess up. The devil is a liar on this morning. Hallelujah. Know that God is with you and he has a plan for your life. Amen. The other side of that is as you are ministering the word of God or sharing the word of God or desiring to see people saved, set free, and delivered, you kind of have faith that God will give you what to say. A lot of times we think we have to plan what we're going to say, and we have to have this script, and we have to have these notes, amen, as we're trying to share, hallelujah. But God will put on your heart what to say. If you think about the apostles, hallelujah, and even Jesus himself and those who rode with him that really were in a position to minister, they didn't have anything prepared. Even when Jesus sent them out two by two, he told them not to take a script. Amen. So they went in their knowledge and wisdom and understanding in the power of God. Hallelujah. And now we have the Holy Spirit. So you don't know what you don't have to have a script to say. You just stand flat-footed and speak as God gives you what to say. Amen. And you will be surprised. That'll be some of the most powerful words that you'll share. Amen. You think you got to plan it all out. And yes, if you are a preacher of the gospel, you do have to study to show yourself approved, and God will give you a specific word. But if you are in a position where you are ministering, hallelujah, let the Holy Spirit use you. Hallelujah. Take that scripture and share what God has placed on your heart, the revelation and understanding that he's given you. And as you're speaking, you'd be surprised what's in there. Open your mouth and speak. Somebody's thinking, well, I don't know exactly what the scripture is or what I should say. Just open up and share what you know. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised. And then people will start asking questions. And then you got to go and study. Amen. So that you can be prepared to answer their questions. Because when they come, they're going to come and they're going to be open. And you want them to be able to hear what you're saying. Amen. And the last thing I want to say before I turn it back over to Apostle Keisha is know that God will send some help. Amen. Keep fighting until your victory is won. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. God is going to send you some help. There's a single person on this call that's waiting on your spouse. God's going to send some help. Amen. There's a single parent, hallelujah, that you've been asking God to send some help, and God wants me to know, wants me to tell you this morning that he's going to send you some help, hallelujah, through the power of his Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and understanding so that you can be able to raise your children. Amen. There's some leader that's on this call, and you've been trying to do ministry, and you're feeling like you're by yourself. He sent some help. Hallelujah. Reach out and ask for help. Amen. Say, I need this, and I need that. Can you help with this? You'll be surprised at the gifts, hallelujah, that are all around you. Somebody has some friends that are willing to help. Somebody has some family members that if you just ask, hallelujah, and say, can you help me with this, you'd be surprised at what people are willing to do. A lot of times we shortchange ourselves, amen, but there are people that are all around us that love us dearly, and you would just open your eyes, hallelujah, you would be able to overcome, amen. What becomes of the hardened hearted, amen, as a believer, in order to get delivered, has to open up their hearts to God so that they can be able to allow God to use them. Amen. What becomes of the hard-hearted that won't receive? Amen. Eventually, if they don't want to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, then God has to handle that. Amen. That's not something that you can do. And there will be a time, amen, where they will have to choose who they're going to serve. Amen. And if they don't choose, then we all know where they're going to go. Amen. So don't allow that to make you stop believing, but keep praying even harder. Amen. For those hard-hearted people, because they need God too. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you so much, Apostle Keisha, for allowing me to share this word. I am finished. Hallelujah. And at this time, I turn the call back over to you.
Amen. What a word, 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 what a word. That was a powerful word, Pastor Verena, and a convicting word. Amen. Just to think, amen, a lot of us, even myself, I have to think about the hard-heartedness. And sometimes I can say this for some of us who've been in ministry for a long time. Let's tell the truth, guys. Many of us have found ourselves in a place of being hard-hearted. You preach, you teach, you give, you sow, you do the things that you need to do, you encourage, and sometimes you don't feel like it's appreciated back. And so you become hard-hearted because you feel like, well, nobody cares, nobody appreciates. Amen. So that was a word to remind us, to jog us, even those who have been in ministry for years. It's a jogging message to remind us that we're not doing this just for the sake of the people, but we're doing this. We're preaching, we're teaching, we're encouraging, we're loving, we're pushing, we're edifying, we're exalting. We're doing all of these things for the glory of God and not to get caught up in what we receive from man. But our reward comes from our God, our Father, the Most High God, who is one who's always going to be a perfect rewarder. I remember a couple of weeks ago talking and sharing and saying that when you work for the Lord, you get the best benefit package on the planet. And this is what this message reminded me of today, about getting the best benefit package, making sure that I'm doing the right job. And when I come up for review, that my review is a positive review, that I am not antagonizing my coworkers, I am not bringing issues and odds to my coworkers, that I'm daily checking myself and being a productive member of the whole corporation. And the corporation in which we're talking about today is the body of Christ. So thank you, Pastor Verena. I don't know about anybody else, but I believe that message spoke directly to my heart. Amen. And even as you were instructing us, amen, to pray and to speak a word, I was speaking those things over myself because I don't want to ever find myself in the position of being hard-hearted. Amen. Because what happens is when we become hard-hearted, we don't have a way of giving out, nor do we have a way of receiving. And so that means we are stopping up the blessings of the Lord. We're creating a problem with the blessings of the Lord to flow into our lives. And I want to flow into all of the blessings, which I know those who are listening on today want to do as well. So thank you, Pastor Verena. I pray that everyone that has heard that word on today, just as Pastor Verena said on today, don't just say, well, that doesn't apply to me. I can promise you that if you're under the sound of our voice on today, there is a part, a portion, a piece of this message that applies to your life. Maybe it's not your church. You know, maybe it's your job in corporate America. Maybe it's your secular job. Maybe there are some issues at your job that you need to deal with. Maybe you've been blaming them, but maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the issue. Maybe you're the problem as to why that coworker always has an attitude every day. Maybe it's something in you. So this is an opportunity for us to take a self-examination, for us to look at ourselves and say, you know what, God, am I illuminating the right kind of light, or has my light dimmed? Is the Holy Spirit really illuminating off me? Am I drawn? The Bible says that we should draw. Amen. He says that if I be lifted, that all men shall be drawn unto me. So if men are not drawn, if people are not drawn by the power of the Holy Spirit that rests in you, then we need to find out, okay, God, what is it that I'm doing that is causing me not to draw? Amen. Amen. And so I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to go ahead and close out for today, because that word, I'm just going to allow that thing to settle in my heart. And I don't know about any of you, but for me, that word that is sitting in my heart, I feel conviction. Hallelujah. I thank Jesus for the spirit of conviction. Amen. That comes. Hallelujah. Because we can find ourselves in our own little pity party, you know, blah, 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 blah. But to God be the glory that he says, get up. Put your big girl panties on. Put your big boy panties on. Stop all that whining. You are not a victim. Get yourself together. look in the mirror, and let's make some changes so that we can move forward. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that came forth on today. We thank you, Father God, that it was a convicting word. It was a word that brought change to our minds, the way we think and the way we do, Father God, because at the end of the day, all we want to do is please you. We want to make sure our lives are pleasing to you. We want to make sure that when we speak, it's pleasing to you. We want to make sure that even when we serve your people, serve others, that it is pleasing to you. And we're not just doing it to get self-gratification, but we're doing it so that the kingdom of God can be glorified and that you, oh God, can be edified. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that if there is anything in us, Father God, that will cause us to be hard-hearted, that as this word has been what has tilled up the ground, that now, God, you will begin to expose the root of the problem, expose the root of that pain, expose the root of that bitterness, expose the root of that anger, that agitation, that frustration, that confusion, expose the root, oh God. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would dig it up and dig it out. And we pray, Father God, that you would replace it with a heart of a tender heart, a heart filled with love, a heart filled with peace, a heart filled with joy, a heart filled of acceptance, and a heart filled of compassion for ourselves first and then for others around us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, because your word says you chastise those in whom you love. We're grateful, oh God, for the word on today. And Father, we pray a blessing. We pray a prayers over the woman of God who delivered the word on today. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to develop her, continue to grow her. Father God, continue to give her the tenacity to move in what you have called and ordained and sanctioned for her to move in. Father God, I pray the door shall be open for her. Opportunities shall be made to her because of her obedience and because of her desire to do your will. We speak multiple blessings over her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we speak blessings over each and every person over this line, that we will go during the course of this week, walking in your goodness, walking in your grace, walking in your mercy, walking in your love, and showing daily our gratefulness for that. Father God, we bless you on today, and we give you glory. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. My God, what a blessing on today. What a blessing on today. What a blessing on today that we have run into. Amen. We want you to go, amen, to our website. Amen. Go to www.ditrministries.com and hit that donate button. Amen. And amen. That's our place where we give our tithe and our offering. Amen. Amen. To continue to push forward the kingdom of God. This is our time to do it now. Amen. Glory to God. And we are grateful. We thank you in advance. Amen. For every seed that is going to be sown. We thank you for every tithe that is given. We thank God for each and every one of you who think it not robbery to sow into this place, amen, of God. Hallelujah. Well, guys, our time is up on today. I have certainly enjoyed this cyber worship experience. Amen. And if you enjoyed this as well, we invite you to join us on next Sunday at 9:30 a.m. We're actually going to be in our physical church prayerfully. Hallelujah. Amen. At 6209 Lakeside Avenue. That's in Henrico, Virginia. Amen. We're there at 9:30 p.m. And also, amen, if you certainly enjoy Pastor Verinda on today, amen, I would invite you to come go and visit her church, or come and visit her church, because we share the same space. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Verinda, Pastor Verinda's church, Beauty from Ashes Ministries Incorporated, they begin at 12 noon at p.m. every Sunday. Amen. And their address is as well 6209 Lakeside Avenue in Henrico, Virginia. So you can do a double feature next week. Amen. You can come and join a Diamond in the Rough Ministries at 9:30 a.m. And then you can stay all over and you can hear a powerful word, amen, from Pastor Verinda Cobbs at Beauty from Ashes Ministries Incorporated at 12 noon p.m. That'll be a power-packed day. You can't beat that. Amen. Double for your trouble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, our time is up on today. We love you. We pray the blessings of the Lord be upon you. We pray that you go in peace, and we pray that you join us for one of our worship experiences on this week. Amen. Tuesday, intercessory prayer. Thursday, Bible study. And Sunday morning worship. I love you. I enjoyed you. Hey, listen, go to our Facebook page. Amen. Go to our Facebook page, the Diamond in the Rough Ministries. Amen. And let us know, or begin to follow us. Let us know, amen, that this message blessed you on today. Glory to God.
We also have a YouTube page, and now we have a Periscope page and all that good stuff. So, listen, we want you to connect with us. Amen. We also want you to connect with Beauty from Ashes Ministries. Go, amen, to Pastor Verinda Cobb's page and connect with her and follow her. She's an awesome woman of God who has awesome revelation and awesome power. Amen. And she's doing great things, amen, for the kingdom of God through, amen, the church and through her local community. So she is certainly a blessing to all of us in general. So, again, I know I've said it before. Y'all know, preachers, we close about 5 or 6 times, but I think this time I'm really, really finished. Again, go to our website, click that donate button, amen. If you usually come to a Diamond in the Rough Ministries, if you are a member of Diamond in the Rough Ministries, amen, then this is your time to go and sow your seed. Amen, amen, amen. Well, my time is up. I gotta go. I hope you all have I know you all are going to have a wonderful week. Go in peace.
Thank you for tuning into Ignite. I pray that something was said on today.
Well, you sure can, Pastor Verinda. Jump right back on.
Amen. I was like, okay, Lord. but before we go, guys, the Lord gave me a prophetic word that I want to share. I don't
Amen.
Know who this pertains to, but the Holy Ghost said that if you repent for having a hard heart, whoever this is for, God said that he's going to shift the entire atmosphere and dynamic of your marriage and home within the next 7 days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whoever you are, God said that if you repent for having a hard heart, amen, and it's bitterness and there's some offense there as a result of some things that have transpired with your children and your spouse, God said that if you repent for having a hard heart, he's going to shift the entire atmosphere in your home and in your marriage within the next 7 days. Hallelujah. If you will receive
Hallelujah.
That thing, just be obedient and let God do exactly what he's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all I wanted to say, Apostle Keisha.
That was good. Hallelujah. Amen. Receive that. Amen. Walk in that. I receive it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I already repented. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, guys, listen. Hey, wait, I forgot to tell you. Join us this evening at 4 p.m. at New Life Harvest Church, 133 East Belt Boulevard, for the installation of Pastor Talia Oxendine. She is the assistant pastor at Beauty from Ashes Ministries. Myself and Pastor Verinda Cobb are going to be installing her. So if you, amen, want to come and join us for worship on this evening, we invite you to come. It's going to be a great time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, it's at 4 p.m. at 133 East Belt Boulevard in Richmond, Virginia. Okay, we really are leaving now. God bless you guys. It felt like we was right at really at our real church. Amen. We ain't gonna leave. Amen. But glory to God. I love you guys. Y'all go in peace.
Thank you for tuning into Ignite. I pray that something was said on today that has provoked you to seek after God the greater, and that you would make a new commitment to your God-given purpose. We would love to hear your testimonies as to how God is igniting your life. Please contact us at www.ditrministries.com. And be encouraged. Time and pressure perfects God's purpose for our lives. No matter how rough things may seem on the outside, you are a diamond in the rough. I love you, and I know God does too. Go in peace.